Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Veale. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting 8th. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Marty Cutina. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Marty Cutina. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veale hits a pop-up towards the mound. Herbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive towards the mound. Herbert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Taspi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Taspi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taspi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Taspi reaches second base with a double. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Lawler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Codina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Codina hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey juggles the ball. That's an error on Carey. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Veal moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zipfel hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cotter. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Cotter steals second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cotter scores. It's 2-1. White Sox. Marty Codina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Codina is 0 for 1 in the game. Codina bunts towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Daly moves to second. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. Veal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 2 in the game. Severs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Severs reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tasbye hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasbye moves to third. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Codina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Codina is 0-for-1 in the game. Codina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-3 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codina fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Klaus reaches third base with a triple. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Robinson throws the ball in to Carey, who tags Woodling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Klaus scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Zipfel moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tasbai hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Senators. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Billy Pierce now pitching. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cotier hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey bunts towards the mound. Cutina fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to third. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keogh. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Pilarczyk goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Dave Sisler now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Esposito moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Roselli now catching. Cal McLish now pitching. Dale Long pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King pinch hits for Coot Veal. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roselli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.